You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, Mazda launches the 6e electric in Europe. MG debuts the Cyber X SUV. And Lexus reveals the 8th Gen ES with all-electric power. Plus, stay tuned, because later in the show, I'll tell you how to most efficiently carry bulky cargo on the outside of your vehicle. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening in the world. Welcome to EV News Daily. This is your trusted source of EV information. It's Thursday, 24th of April. I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story, so you don't have to. Now, the auto show in Shanghai is in full swing, and regular listeners may like to know, going to launch a separate mini-series during the course of the auto show over the next few days in the evenings, UK time. So that'll come out, well, whatever it is, plus minus. I'm in the UK, so you can work that out. I'll be doing that in the evening as we wrap up a lot of the news that's coming out of Shanghai each day. We'll probably do one a day. There's so much news that if I put it into this show, it would make it ridiculously long. And actually, you might not care about what's happening in China. Now, there's very good reasons why I think that we should be paying attention to the Chinese EV industry. But if you're not so interested, then at least you've got the option. A bit like the Briefly show that I do. Some people listen to it, some people just skip it or delete it. It gives you the option. I'll be popping that into your feed over the next couple of days, and I can't wait to get started. Patreon supporters, get the shows ad-free, be like them by clicking on a link in the show notes. Mazda has begun the European launch of its all-electric Mazda 6e. It's a sedan. They've sent the first 600 units from Shanghai to a Belgian port. These cars are expected to arrive at dealerships in Europe in the summer, marking the official debut of the Mazda 6e here. Its partnership with Chang'an in China has strengthened Mazda's manufacturing, speeding up the global distribution of their EVs. The Mazda 6e was first shown in Europe at the Brussels Motor Show in January. Now, this model is based on the Mazda EZ6, which is sold in China, but it's been adapted for European driving conditions and preferences, and I couldn't find any changes to the safety. A lot of the Chinese cars are really safe anyway, and getting 5-star Euro NCAP anyway. In the old, not the old days, but previously, some of the Chinese cars have had to be re-engineered a little bit or reworked to meet our safety standards. I think the ones on the road there now are pretty much suitable to go through the European crash testing. Well, the Mazda 6e maintains Mazda's focus on driving dynamics, they say, and design. I agree with that. I love the look of this car. I never owned a Mazda. I always think they look great. Obviously, the first Mazda electric vehicle, the MX-30, was perhaps a lesson in style over content. It was a pretty bad EV from a technical perspective, but had some really nice design flourishes, and if you didn't need more than the 100 miles or so that it did, a bit like the little kind of Honda-y, actually, that went further. But if you just wanted the styling or you were a Mazda fan, it would probably suit your needs. Now, like I say, as a lesson in making an EV, it was a pretty poor excuse. But, you know, I've seen them being driven around and obviously people bought them. I hope they were happy with them. And so this is the Mazda 6e is a development with Chang'an and the team in China there to speed things along. Next up today, and our second bit of Mazda news in the podcast, Mazda launching the new EZ60. It's an SUV. They're launching it in China, and the party trick here really is the plug-in hybrid with the big range. Again, developed with Chang'an, which is their Chinese partner, like the 6e that I just told you about. The EZ60 SUV is on the same platform as the Chang'an D-PAL, the SUV. It will arrive in the UK later this year and will only be available in rear-wheel drive. Plug-in hybrid has a 32 kilowatt hour battery, which is a third bigger than the Renault Zoe battery on my first ever EV. And this is a plug-in hybrid, so you've got all of the combustion stuff if that really floats your boat. It doesn't for me, but it's a lithium iron phosphate pack from CATL, and it powers a single motor. 32 kilowatt hours is, unless you are doing some serious commuting, pretty much going to get you everywhere you want to go on electric power. That's going to be over 100 miles, isn't it? 160 kilometers of range, unless the efficiency is really bad on that, and I don't think it will be. There will be a battery electric version coming of the EZ60 for China, but we didn't get the details on that. Mazda's not officially announced when the EZ60 comes to the UK, but we think the launch is expected to boost their EV representation here. And of course, with mandates in the UK and Europe as well, many of these vehicles are now incoming. They've been incoming for a long time, and we've been waiting for them to arrive. No point bringing these cars too early and meeting your targets and goals too early. So just in time, a bit like actually making the vehicles to ensure all the bits arrive at the factory at the right time. All those vehicles are just starting to arrive in the UK and European markets now as those mandates kick in and the targets kick in as well. Okay, next up we'll talk MG, owned by the Chinese company SAIC. They've unveiled a new boxy SUV, and this really is as if they got some cardboard boxes and put them all together. This is a big, it's like it's been built in Minecraft, to be honest with you. It's called the CyberX, and we saw it at the Shanghai Motor Show. This is the second model in the Cyber lineup, following the CyberStir. The CyberX has illuminated badges, pop-up DRLs, a return of pop-up lights. We like that. I like like a pop-up light. Not seen those in a while. And of course, full-width LED light bars at both ends, because you have to these days. Targeted at younger buyers, I don't know, maybe the Minecraft crowd, who like boxy things, the Cyber sub-brand is focused on the Chinese market. Of course, we can get the Cybersteer Roadster here, all-wheel drive or rear-wheel drive. I think there's a rear-wheel drive going to Australia soon at some point, might be out already. Cybersteer is already available in the United Kingdom, of course. The CyberX uses their new E3 platform and is one of the first MG vehicles built on the architecture with cell-to-body technology, which is really important to make the battery part of the actual car structure. It adds rigidity and efficiency. And it lowers costs. Details about the drivetrain and battery specs, sadly not available yet, but this thing looks pretty distinctive. Now, let's talk about Lexus. We talk about Toyota slow walking their way to EVs, or if you're a Toyota fan, you would say, well, look, they're managing the timeline, they're making money, they're profitable, and they're happy with their sort of 20-year-old hybrid Prius technology, probably more than that these days. But Lexus has dipped their toe in the electric water, like Toyota, up to now. And here we go with the 8th generation ES. Now, if you're not familiar with the Lexus lineup, this competes with things like the BMW 5 Series and the Audi A6. The new Lexus ES has a refreshed design, revealed at the Shanghai Auto Show, and it tops the list of imported vehicles in China. The ES will be available in the UK come next spring, so maybe about a year away possibly, becoming Lexus's only saloon after the larger LS was discontinued. This is built on a platform that is shared with an SUV called the NX. It's the GAK platform, and it offers, they say, great ride quality, comfort, and quietness has been their focus. And you think it's Lexus, that makes total sense. They want first-class comfort. The electric ES comes in two versions. One of them will be all electric. There'll be front wheel drive or all wheel drive with 252 kilowatts of power on the all wheel drive one. So, you know, not rip your face off, but maybe that's not the point of a Lexus. While battery specs and driving range wasn't disclosed yesterday, the electric ES has got to be targeting maybe 350 miles or 560 kilometers on a single charge to stay competitive with its German rivals. Next up, another premium brand coming out of China that is destined for Europe, and that is Denza, the premium brand under BYD, launching its new vehicle, the Denza Z. This electric coupe features a cab-forward design like a mid-engine sports car, can seat two small passengers, you know, like a Porsche, I don't know, 911 or a Mercedes AMG GT. So while specific details are not available yet, you'll probably be driving around with just you and somebody else in the front. The Denza Z's low, wide stance, big rear wing does tell us they are aiming on performance here. It will include features, we think, from the Z9 GT. That's almost 1,000 horsepower. It can crab walk. I don't know how useful that is in real life. Obviously, the rear wheels going in the other direction to the front wheels means you can have a tighter turning radius, but all-wheel steering good at high speeds as well, where all the wheels can point in the same direction to aid changing lanes. But the actual crab walking at low speed, I'm not so sure about that. But it's full of party tricks. Steer-by-wire system that removes the physical link between the steering wheel and the front wheels. It's also got a flat-bottom steering wheel, which they say will fold away when not in use. I don't spend a lot of time in my car when it's not actually being used as a car, but I guess, I don't know, if I needed to, be handy for the steering wheel to fold away, I suppose, if I was working a lot away and I don't know. I mean, you could just sit in the passenger seat. I suppose that hasn't got a steering wheel. But either way, party tricks, like I say. The coupe is also using advanced dampers that adjust to road changes in less than 10 milliseconds. This is all about the premium end, the high-performance end of BYD, the Denza brand, expanding into Europe to go toe-to-toe with established brands like Porsche. But unlike the cheaper models, or even like the family models, really, when you get to that level of spending money, how much of, you know, you're spending 80, 90, 100 grand plus, how much of that do you want the heritage? If you're buying a Mercedes, BMW, Porsche, not just about the badge, obviously the badge might be part of it for you or not, but how much of it is about the heritage and the company itself, or would you take a punt on a Denza, which in China, they're also, their premium brand Yang Wang is also going to be rebranded Denza over here, which I think is entirely sensible. NIO is next in the news, and William Lee, the CEO of NIO, has shared details about their product plans for the year. In quarter four, NIO will launch the next generation of their ES8. That's their flagship SUV, the ES8. And their sub-brand Onvo, they've got their third model, the L80. They're both SUVs, by the way. By the end of this year, NIO wants to have 9 models with new releases every quarter. This includes the new NIO ET9. That's the sedan, which has started deliveries last month. And there's another sub-brand. Oh, Chinese car makers love their sub-brands. The Firefly. That went on sale earlier this month. Additionally, NIO will update existing models like the ET5, ET5 Touring, ES6 and EC6. That first model they made, the ES8, was back in December 2017. Upgraded then in 2022 and now ready for its third iteration. We'll take a break. When we come back, we will talk about some of the issues around the European market. Now we've got some more sales data, which is brilliant stuff, and EV data degradation. I wonder what that'll say. Stick around. Back in a mo.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. Patreon supporters get the shows ad-free. Be like them. You can click on a link in the show notes and check out what the Patreon is all about. Well, during Tesla's recent earnings call, the Vice President of Engineering at Tesla, Lars Mojave, shared plans for the new vehicle releases. We've been talking about these new cheaper Teslas coming for a very long time. Many people for a long time thought they were going to be a Model 2 or a Model A, Model Q, whatever, you know, entirely redesigned vehicles. Never in a million years. Not the way that Tesla works. If they were doing that, they'd have it on pre-sale years before the thing's ever out. This was always going to be using their factories, which are being really underutilized right now around the world, which make threes and Ys, and using the same equipment or a minimal change of equipment to make different versions of the threes and the Ys. And well, during that earnings call, there was a lot of stuff on it, by the way, which I won't go into here because the CEO was on the call and he talked about how all those protests at Tesla dealerships, everyone there is being paid by the fanatical left political system and people who are cashing fraudulent social security checks to pay people to protest against Tesla. It was all quite bizarre, to be honest with you. I listened to it and I was like, well, there's not much I can take from this for EV News Daily. Again, more politics, not interested. However, the VP of engineering did mention something that I'm not sure Tesla has actually officially said yet. He said that the new upcoming affordable models will not be lower in quality than the existing ones. I quote, their intent is not to make a car that is any worse than any they've produced in the past, end quote. These new models will, they say, they're coming sometime this quarter. Well, you've got until the end of June. Will have, they say, an external design that is similar to the current cars, noting that multiple models will be introduced. He talked in the plural, so that is, you would think, both the 3 and the Y being more affordable. Tesla's mentioned in its earnings report it's adjusting its production lines to make the affordable models while updating the Model Y at the same time. This ensures efficient production of both the budget models and the revamped Model Y. Tesla plans to unveil them, they say, by the end of the quarter, and they say no sacrificing on quality, but we do know now that they will look like threes and Ys. What's inside them? Well, who knows? They might not have, you know, they might have fabric cloth seats and no seat heater, no heated steering wheel, no screen in the back and all that kind of stuff to get the price down to $30,000. And if you're going to do that, my advice, unless you really want a $30,000 brand new Tesla, go and look at a used one, because for, again, various reasons to do with the CEO's activities and other stuff as well, Tesla depreciation has been running at a faster pace than the EV industry. And so you can get some nearly new Teslas right now and maybe 5,000-6,000 miles on the clock with incredible discounts. So, yeah, sure, you could spend 30 grand on a brand new decontented one. Actually, don't dismiss the idea of having a look at a nearly new one, because then you get, well, the full fat version, if you like, but somebody else has driven it a little bit. So, you know, you make your call on that, but that would be my recommendation, is have a look at the used ones, because a bit like Cybertrucks, why would you buy a new Cybertruck? You can get used ones with tiny miles at massive discounts on a brand new one. There's also some on Auto Trader that have got hugely inflated prices, in which case, go and buy a new one. If, you know, I don't know why dealers list them so high, but there are some used Cybertrucks going for cheap money. So always have a look at the used market first, or the nearly new market first, would be, you know, my advice. And then you might decide to buy a new one. And also, is that going to cannibalize themselves? You know, the Tesla stretch was very real, wasn't it? Many people did the Tesla stretch. Maybe they were, you know, mid-budget sort of buyers. I would put myself in that category. Like, I'd kind of like a nice car, but I haven't got tons of money sloshing around. And then people really wanted a Tesla, and it was quite, you know, commonly referred to as the Tesla stretch. People would stretch their budgets, cut back in other areas, do longer finance agreements to get inside a Tesla. If people really want a Tesla, and now there's a cheaper version coming of the 3 and the Y, which is great for those people. It's fantastic if it's more affordable. They can get inside that vehicle without compromising their finances. Does it not just cannibalize Tesla themselves? I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of crossed my mind as I was talking to you about it, in which case it doesn't really make Tesla's share of the pie any bigger, does it? Just means they're selling cheaper versions, which are probably going to have much lower margins anyway. You always want to sell more expensive cars. You've got bigger margins on those. And so, oh, sure. Well, I don't know. We'll see how it works out. But I think it's, you know, not without its considerations. Now let's go to Europe for some European data. Data from JATO Dynamics for 28 European markets for March is out. And how many pure BEVs registered in Europe in March? I can tell you, 240,891. And that, my friend, is the highest ever since December 2022, and it's the second highest of all time in Europe. So, you will see the headlines. There are certain newspapers over here that probably do good business on online clicks from drumming up some sort of, I don't know, anti-EV feeling. You've seen it, I've seen it, right? And but the data doesn't show it. The data, in fact, shows that in March, in Europe, BEVs had the second highest amount of registered, is different, of all time. My goodness me, that doesn't fit the narrative very well, does it? Nobody tell those certain newspapers that like to bash EVs that we had the second highest month of BEVs ever. In March, BEVs were 17% of all vehicle registrations, up 2.7% from the same time last year. The number of BEVs registered was up 23% on the quarter. The best quarterly performance for BEVs so far, despite overall growth of BEV adoption in Europe. Many publications I saw today pointed out that although all the car makers are up, there's some small ones. I think Mazda might have been down. Some of the ones that sell, maybe it was, some of those the niche car makers. We've kind of been without the anti-Tesla story for a couple of weeks. I think Elon Musk dialed back his political activities and, you know, the news cycle is very quick and it moved on. I note in the last 24 hours that they were right back on it with lots of headlines of like EV sales up in Europe, Tesla down again. And it's, well, it's true. Tesla was down 30% March this year compared to March last year. Tesla would say, well, we were doing a Model Y changeover, but it was the largest decline among top 30 registered brands. It was a bit of a recovery because January was down 47% and February was down 44%. So I guess you could say down only 30% was a good news story if you really squint, I suppose. But yeah, a lot of those people writing up this data really kind of pointed out that, hey, everyone was up. VW sold more EVs than Tesla, which was unthinkable a little while ago. And but Tesla were down again quite considerably. Changeover of Model Y is the obvious one, plus a host of PR issues, which we've gone into multiple times on this podcast. The Model 3 sold 12,500 units. Now, we always talk about the Model Y changeover. Is that causing it? Well, no, Model 3 was down as well. So that kind of blows that argument out of, not out of the water, but, you know, Model 3 being down as well puts it into context, I guess. Let's talk about EV degradation. Geotab's analysis found that electric vehicle batteries degraded at an average rate of 2.3% per year. That was data back in 2019. So we've been kind of working, well, I've been thinking about, well, degradation happens mostly at the beginning of the battery being used, and then it's about 2% a year. A recent study from 2024, though, shows a different story. A better story. As EV batteries have been improved over the last 5-6 years, certainly the last decade or decade and a half, EV batteries are now degrading at an average, all the brands are different, at an average of 1.8% annually, a significant reduction. At that rate, after 20 years, your EV battery would still be very, very serviceable. Modern battery electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids as well use lithium-ion batteries, and battery life can be affected by age, temperature, charge level, how it's been charged, energy cycles, chemistry, thermal management, and a lot more as well. While the analysis shows a nearly linear degradation, which is interesting because the stuff I've seen in the past shows a lot of deg happening at the beginning, then it kind of flattens out. Some of the, certainly the crowdsourced Tesla data at least, EV battery life usually declines non-linearly, I should say, which is easy for me to say. This means there's an initial drop, but then it flattens. The main point is that EVs can handle high demand without ever worrying about, will my battery degrade and wear out over time? No, the vehicle itself in which it is in will probably wear out quicker than the battery. Again, this is very unfortunate news to the kind of newspapers and, you know, the global news media that make a big deal out of any negative EV story that they can possibly uncover or just make up, I suspect, because it gets clicks and they're in the clicks business and all of their newspaper businesses are in the toilet these days. They just want any cheap click they can get, and bashing EV seems to do that, I think, for them. And one of those ones is, well, your battery's going to last 5 minutes and it'll go to landfill. Nonsense. These batteries are lasting much longer than, admittedly, even the biggest EV fan, I think, thought a long time ago. Right, a couple more stories. Dealers are challenging Volkswagen Scout officially now. The California New Car Dealers Association, we knew this was coming, now filing a lawsuit with Volkswagen Group and Scout Motors. We knew this was on its way because ever since Scout said, hey, we're going to sell vehicles directly to consumers, the dealers went, I don't think you will do. Very strong dealers association in the United States. They claim that Scout's direct sales method breaks Californian law, which requires automotive brands to use franchise networks. The lawsuit says Scout Motors can sell its vehicles in California as long as it uses new or existing VW affiliated franchises to sell those vehicles. We knew it would go to court. We'll see what the system says. BYD has launched its fourth vehicle transporter. This is the BYD Shenzhen. I mentioned this was coming a little while ago, built at a shipyard in China. The ship is 720 feet long, about 220 meters. It'll sail about 20 knots or 35 kilometres an hour. It's got 16 decks and it takes 9,200 cars. And this is all about exporting electric vehicles to the rest of the world. The vehicle uses LNG, dual fuel technology, and lots of drag reducing anti-fouling paints and things like that to ship those Chinese made electric vehicles, well, BYD electric vehicles, all around the world. And there's been some reforms to speed up UK grid connections. Ofgem, our government agency regulator, I should say, has approved major changes to speed up grid connections in the UK, cutting wait times that can reach 15 years. And that's not a typo, by the way. Oh, we'd like a new EV charging station, please, National Grid. We're quite near some high voltage stuff and it's a good location near the motorway. All good. Yeah, sure. About a 15-year wait. Right. Right, okay. Well, we'll put the kettle on and start waiting. These delays have affected EV charging businesses and charging infrastructure. This new plan has been created with the National Energy System Operator, and industry experts will prioritise ready projects. So, if it's an EV site that's got land, that's got a grid connection nearby, that's got the funding, they're going to take a more intelligent approach rather than get in line first come, first served. There are so many what they call zombie projects in the system. They're unprepared, they're misaligned, they're just dead in the water. Somebody comes along with an EV charging project, they're going to look at this in a smart way in the UK, and holy moly, is that a good thing. They'll also classify EV charging as an essential project. Reforms will save tens of billions of pounds in unnecessary grid upgrades and reduce charges for people like you and I, the bill payers as well. Scania has launched a new three-axle version of its battery electric truck, first released in 2023 for medium and heavy-duty tasks, with increased passenger capacity than the original as well. The updated bus features the new rear axle, as well as a new e-motors, and it has two new axle gears as well for better gear ratios and reducing the internal losses. So Scania constantly improving their electric bus technology. And if you are moving stuff with your EV, where's the best place to stick it, so to speak? Well, a recent analysis by Avilu, I hope that's how I say it, a specialist in EV batteries, shows that roof-mounted racks significantly lower the range of electric vehicles. So if you are, we probably knew that already, but if you are moving stuff, they now have some data that shows anything you can put behind the vehicle, rear-mounted bike racks or rear-mounted storage boxes that sit on your tow bar, have a much more efficient effect on the vehicle. The study was done using Volkswagen ID4s under controlled conditions. They measured no roof rack, a roof-mounted system with three 28-inch bikes, and a rear-mounted rack with the same load, conducted on a fixed part of the motorway south of Vienna on a 37-mile run with no load. Obviously, that was the best. And the difference between the roof rack and the rear mounted box or the bike rack was notable, particularly when driving at 80 miles an hour. They said that the energy usage was particularly contrasted by getting stuff off the roof and get it on the back of your vehicle, either a bike rack or a back box. Like I say, You see this a lot in Norway. They've got the hang of it already. They know what they're doing with EVs. You don't see too many roof racks in Norway. They've always got back boxes or trailers heading off to the cabin. And now we know the data. What Norway always knew. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks to our premium partners, Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse. Global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.